Blog Talk Radio.
Financial success you've always dreamed of, to have the confidence in an opportunity that can truly give to you the kind of lifestyle you've always wanted for you and your loved ones. Opportunity is knocking on your door. You are at the right place, at the right time. Never before has the fastest growing technology in the world, called the internet, come together with the largest market shift in business history, combined with the largest group of people ever to walk the face of the planet. All coming together to enjoy what every human being wants to do. You can now boldly go where you always wanted to go before. Your opportunity is YTB.
Good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Hey, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, Monty, you there?
Yes, sir. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, man, great way to start our week off with, you know, and it's the theme song that we currently using right now that we got from Mr. Mike Foster with Power Team Radio, as he so eloquently puts it. You know, hey, never before in the face of history has the forces that have come together, that have come together to make this opportunity that we are part of, you know, bear witness in our lifetime and our existence, and I'm just so happy to be a part of it.
It's exciting, man. It's exciting. We picked up another partner this week, and looks like he's going to get his self going really fast, but this is a very exciting business. These are very exciting times. We're excited. And we want to share this excitement with other people. For everybody that's out there listening, hey, you need to catch on, get your foot in the door, and let's get this thing rolling. What you think, Satan?
Yeah, I mean, you know, everyone's hurting out there. I mean, a lot of people are hurting, and, you know, there's a, you know, there's a way to change that hurt. You know, we got, you know, there's downsizes going on in the marketplace and foreclosures and, you know, credit card debt and, you know, all of these different things is going on, and, you know, the thing is people look for solutions. One of the best solutions is to do some extra work. But the extra work we're talking about is extra work working for yourself and your own home-based business opportunity, and taking advantage of, you know, some, as they said, a market shift in the largest industry in the world, which is travel. And, you know, the baby boomers make this thing really exciting. Share with us, so for those out there listening, Monty, they might not know, we talk about the baby boomers and the impact that they have on this industry called travel before I bring up our presentation we're going to listen to this one.
Okay. The baby boomers, the largest group of people born during a specific period of time And everything that they've touched has actually turned to gold. When they were babies, when they first were born, products and companies and industries like Gerber in the baby food industry absolutely blew up. And then as they grew up and they got older and they became kids riding bicycles and playing with toys, Mattel and Barbie dolls, and that stuff just took off. And then as they got older, getting ready for college, getting cars and things of that nature, Chevrolet, Ford, all of those companies just took off. So everything that the baby boomers have touched has gone absolutely, as the young people say, has gone absolutely bananas. And now the baby boomers are at the age where they're retiring. I believe one will be retiring every 8 seconds for the next 20 years. And so what are they going to want to do when they retire? You know, they've worked all these years, and if they've planned and saved properly, the thing that they're going to want to do is what, folks? They're going to want to travel. Well, if you're in a position to take advantage of that, you're gonna reap huge rewards. So that's what's going on with the baby boomers, Satali.
Yeah, I mean, they have an impact on, you know, what we're dealing with. And again, with this whole concept of online travel, and what we do through YTB is basically connect people with fun and recess. And, you know, I've never heard people that says, I don't want no fun. You know, so we're not selling lotions and potions and prepaid and pre-legal and, you know, all of those other things that I'm pretty sure that there's a need for in terms of the marketplace. But this is the largest industry that we're involved in. And, you know, it's a great industry, and, you know, there's ways and means to take advantage of it. What I want to share this morning, we're going to listen to a call with Charlie Howe from his Top Gun page, and he deals with a thing called YTB in the Secret. For some, you know, out there in the listening audience, you might remember when this movie The Secret came out, and it talked about the law of positive attraction, the law of positive attraction. And he's going to share some points about that as it relates to YTB and the YTB opportunity. And I just want to again say, you know, that, you know, we have a saying that your attitude determines your altitude. And too often people are so down and depressed, they don't know how to be excited. They don't know how to smile or know how to be happy. And, you know, if you're depressed, you're going to attract other depressing people. If you're excited, you're going to attract exciting people. So with that in mind, let's take and listen to YTB and The Secret, call from Charlie Howe. And then after that, me and Monty will critique that and just share some other things with you.
All right.
And now, for your listening pleasure, Charlie Howe, Sunday Night Top Gun Training Call.
All right, and welcome to the Sunday Night Charlie Howe Top Gun Training Call. And I tell you what, folks, this thing is really going off the map. Things are really happening with the business big time. I don't know how many of you know this, but just last week we ran over 55,000 people. And I tell you what, I'm so thankful because, you know, they had a big deal up at the home office. All the home office employees, I think there's 135 or 40 up there right now. They all are getting a triple Christmas bonus because we made it to 52,269. They're getting a triple Christmas bonus. Thanks to everybody out here. And I tell you, from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate it. I'll tell you what, those folks up there, they work hard. They help us. And they work real hard. And there's some new ones up there, and they're struggling, you know, to get on board to help us. But, you know, there's 53,000 of us out here, and there's only 130 of them sitting there answering the phone, which can get to be hectic, I know. And, you know, of course, they've increased hours to 10 o'clock at night. So you can get on there up to 10 o'clock Eastern time and get something that they're, you know, get some information squared away or any little problems you have, and they can try to get you squared away. They're doing such a great job up there. It's really amazing, I'll tell you. I want to tell you something tonight. We're going to talk a little bit about, number one, how to make your business just set on fire. And I'm going to tell you something, folks. Whether you're new in the business, haven't joined yet, or whether you've been in a while, you need to reset your compass just a little bit. You know, I have a GPS in my car, and I just go in and I punch in the numbers of where I want to go, and it takes me there. You know, I know Bob's on here. Bob's got probably an autopilot on his sailboat. He puts in what course he wants to go, and lets go of the wheel, and him and Ann have a drink, and the boat takes them where they want to go. And all you got to do is set your sights on one thing here right now. Get out there and talk to as many people as you know, as many people as you can get involved, as many people as you look on your Christmas list. Get started and invite those people to these events. If you go into your back office and see all the CRTA events that's going on over the next few weeks, they're all over the United States, folks. And it may not be one in your backyard, but you know what? You might know somebody in one of those towns. So come up there and pull up every one of them. You may know somebody in that town. Maybe a guy you work with has a brother in that town. Or maybe his mom and dad lives in that town. Or her cousin lives in that town. And pull it up and then start working on your memory bank. And here's the deal, folks. Those people get to go over there and sit all day long through a training that everybody gets, and they can go for absolutely nothing. And they'll join that business if they go over there and sit through that CRTA training, folks, because that's where they get the real meat of this business, what it's all about. It tells about the guarantee. It tells about the compensation plan. It tells about the travel. It tells about the clear card. Everything. Get those people to those events. And, you know, I sat down and I asked Pete Jensen one day. You know, Peter Jensen just last week pulled his $1 million bonus in this business. Just last week, 3.5 years, folks. It is phenomenal. 3.5 years, he just pulled a $1 million bonus. Now, he's probably made 3 or 4 or 5 getting there, but he just pulled his $1 million bonus the other day. The guy has set himself and his children up for the most unbelievable lifestyle that anybody could be set up for, and that money's going to just be coming in forever. And it's tens of thousands of dollars a month he's pulling in. And I don't know, but it's in the high tens, I'll guarantee you. It may be in $100,000 a month for all I know. But let me tell you something, folks. What he did, and I sat down at one of the red carpets. And that's another thing. If you aren't sending people to the red carpets, get them up there on Thursday to the home office in Edwardsville. Get them up there. That red carpet will put them in this business for you. Here's what I want to tell you. He told me, I said, Pete, it is unbelievable what you're doing. I said, man, it is amazing. And, of course, Rick Ricketts is right there on his heels, too. But let me tell you something. I said, what are you doing, Pete? And he said, Charlie, it's really pretty simple. There's no real big secret here. He said, I'm just building for the events. Pete doesn't do a weekly meeting. He does a weekly call, but he doesn't have a weekly meeting. He's got thousands of weekly meetings going on a month in his downline. But Pete doesn't do a meeting. Everybody else is out there building those meetings. He's got a bunch of directors that are all doing meetings. They're all out there building this business every night of the week. And, folks, you need to build for those events. Now, not only build for, like, the CRTAs, the regional meetings. We're having a big Texas kickoff here of the our CEO, Mr. Scott Tomer, is going to be starting a blitz again, and that's going to start off in Dallas, Texas. So, you know, keep your eye out for those biz notes, those biz reports, and keep your eye out on that back office for these events and put people there. It's really simple. Just get people to those events. Even if you can't make it, try your best to make it, but if you can, get them there. Find somebody that's going to that meeting and tell them that you would like to send somebody over there, and would they take care of them for you? And make sure that you tell that person when they go over there not to sign up with anybody but you. Because sometimes they'll get there and get caught up in the ether, because I tell you what, they're going to get in this business, folks. They go to those meetings, they're going to get in the business. They go to the events, they get caught up in the ether of how wonderful this business really is. They see the inside of it, and they're going to get in, period. Now, the second thing that Pete was telling me is that, you know, he goes out there and he trains his top-end leaders. He talks to them, and what he tells them is build for the events, build for the events, build for the events. They put together team meetings and team things. They're all about a team. You know, that's very, very important. But you're probably sitting there tonight listening to me on this call, and you don't have one person in your downline. Not one person. You may have four or five. You know, but the thing is, you need to get together with your people as soon as you get them in. Get them, and you know, you, if you don't know what to say, put them on a call with your upline director or maybe a strong power team leader up there. And I'm saying strong power team leader because I don't feel like you're a strong power team leader until you've gotten out there and you've drawn two or three bonuses. That's when you're a strong power team leader, because that's proving that you know the deal, that you know the deal. So you can get out there and rock and roll with it. Now, get this. The second thing I want to tell you about tonight, and I'm really excited about this, there is a DVD out there, and I'm going to have this posted on the blog. If none of you have been to the blog, go out there and put in blog, blog.travelmentors.com. Go out there on the right-hand side of that blog and put in subscribe, put in your email address, and every time there's an entry put in there, it'll send it to you in an email. You can come back in there and look under meetings. You can look under inspirational thoughts. You can put look under the YTB news, the things I've been posting in there. And every time I post something out there, it'll send you an email of it. Pictures and everything included, all the fancy fonts and all that stuff. But remember, it's not www.blog.travelmentors.com. It's just blog.travelmentors.com, and that's travel mentors as a plural. Now, here's the thing. This DVD, and I don't know if any of you heard of it. If you have, it's probably the most amazing thing I've ever seen, because it's got people like Bob Proctor in there, and it's got a bunch of other great people. But I'm going to tell you something. Bob Proctor is really he is really an awesome guy in this industry. Plus, the guy that wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul is on there. And let me tell you something. These people are getting here, and they're talking about the secret, the greatest secret in the world. And I don't want to give everything away, but I'm going to tell you something they talk about in there that's very, very cool is the law of attraction. The law of attraction. How do you work the law of attraction? Well, you know, when you look at the law of attraction, and everybody will tell you, even way back in Plato's days, he said, thoughts become things. Thought processes are always happening in your mind. So, you know, they used an example like when you're running to the mailbox, you know you're going out there, well, I'm going to the mailbox and get the bills, honey. Well, but what if you're saying, I'm going to the mailbox to get the checks? I'm going to the mailbox to get the checks. Don't say I'm going to get the bills. I'm going to get the checks. And, you know, Randy Gage uses that same process. He doesn't say he's paying his bills. He's paying his blessings. Because every time that he's lucky enough to get to be able to pay one of his bills, somebody's eating. Somebody's making a car payment. Somebody's making a house payment every time he pays his bills. Somebody's getting paid to process his bills. And, you know, that, so he calls them blessings. And, you know, you need to understand that you have to monitor your thoughts. You know, it's saying that people always talk about where they are. They don't talk about where they're going. You know what? An old saying is, if you don't know where you're going, you're not going to like it when you get there. So you got to understand that you've got to have those thought processes squared away between your little ears. And I tell people in this business, you've got to work on 6 inches of your anatomy, and that's what's right between your ears. You know, whatever you're feeling today is forming your tomorrow. So if you're feeling down today, you're going to have a bad tomorrow. I can almost guarantee it. But if you wake up and have those feelings, number one, being grateful. Be grateful. Hey, man, I'm still alive. Hey, you know what? Today's going to be a great day because somebody's going to call me that needs help. And somebody's going to contact me that needs help. And you got to get those feelings going through your veins, in your mind. You got to have those feelings every day. You can create your own universe as you go along. That's what Winston Churchill said. You can create your own universe as you go along. And it's totally from the way you think. And these people have been talking this stuff for a million years. And if you go back there and look at everybody that's ever been successful, they'll tell you the same thing. Yet they had ups and downs in their business, but all they looked forward to was the ups. not the down. Now, you know, one thing in this DVD that just was really, really cool. You know, they talk about the little story of Aladdin, and Aladdin picked up the lamp and rubbed it. Boom, the genie popped up out of there. What did the genie say? The genie said, "Your wish is my command." So whatever you wish, folks, you're going to get. If you wish it strong enough, if you get out there and picturize it, if you put it on the wall, and you know Steve Baker's been in my house, he can tell you I've got stuff that I used to have hanging all over the walls. And I'm building another board now that I'm taking a bunch of stuff off the internet and putting together, and I'm going to print all this stuff out. I'm putting it all over the board. It's the next house you want. It's the boat that I want. It's the new car that I want. It's this that I want. It's helping these people. It's my children getting this, my children, my grandchildren getting that. It's things that I'm putting together as my dream board. And I'm going to sit there and look at those every day. Right up over my desk, there's a $1 million bill. I look at that $1 million bill every day. And I know I'm going to be able to write that check for it. I'm going to be able to do that. You got to know that. And you know, there's three pieces that make this all come together. You got to ask for it. You know, you have those unique responses that come to your thoughts. That response is your responsibility. You got to ask for the right things. Ask for those things. And then believe it, just like we were talking about a while ago. Whatever you can believe, you can conceive, you can achieve. And you know that belief is already yours. If you've got it, it's already, you've got to believe that it's already yours right now. And then once you get it, you got to receive that gift. You got to receive that dream and feel good about it. Because listen, what you get is what you ask for. So change that way of thinking just a little bit out here. And you know, instead of going out here and saying to somebody, "Well, I'm going out to sign somebody up. I'm going out and put them in the business." Why don't you say this? "I'm going out and help some people today." Because I'm going to promise you something. If you're out here for the numbers, if you're slamming them up against the wall, you're not helping people, and you're not helping people get what they want, you will fail. I don't want you to think too badly of me for telling you that, but I'm just telling you the truth. If you don't learn to get out here and help other people get what they want, and you know what? It is a numbers game. There's a lot of numbers we have to go through to find the right people to talk to. But once we talk to them, we start forming that relationship. That relationship turns into a long-lasting relationship, a business relationship. Then we turn that into receiving checks, receiving the benefits. And, you know, I feel like right now that it makes me feel better to see somebody get in this business and see their eyes light up than it does me getting the check for that. Seeing their eyeballs light up. I was sitting out yesterday at a restaurant out in Bodunkville, Texas, and a couple was sitting there, and they'd been in a travel business before, and it had fallen down and, you know, left them stranded. And while I was sitting there showing them YTB, and if you could have seen the man's wife's eyes, her eyes just start sparkling. I mean, it was something. She was just sparkling. And he was stepping up to the plate. He was saying, "Wow, this is really, really awesome." Now, what I want you to do is go out there. What you have to do is go out there and talk to some people. Get those people talking to you, telling you what they want. Once you get them to telling them what you want, then the rest of it is just like, I mean, it's just, you know, it's a piece of cake from there on out. Because once they tell you what they want, then all you got to do is show them your business and how they can get it. It's a 1-2-3 process. Then take them around the bases, just like in your book. If you haven't done it yet, sit down now and read chapter 7, 8, and 9 in your toolbox. Read it again. It's amazing. Read How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. Read that. And then sit down every day and make a list of things that you're grateful for. Because if you're not grateful for what you got, you're not going to get a bunch else. Let me say that again. If you're not grateful for what you have, you're not going to get a bunch more. You got to be grateful for that. Now, you got to have that attitude of gratitude. I love that. I heard that on that tape today. They said, you know, you got to have the attitude of gratitude. And you got to visualize. That's what I was talking about, that dream board. Visualize. Because when you visualize, you will materialize those dreams. If you can't sit here and dream what it's like driving a brand spanking new Ferrari, or driving that new sailboat, or driving that new minivan, whatever it is you want, if you can't visualize that, it will probably never materialize. So here's what you do. Go out and go on a dream tour. Grab your spouse or your significant other, get out of the house, and go out there and just drive a new car. Go to look at that brand new house that you want. Even though right now it costs five times more than the house you're living in right now, go look at it. Stand out beside the street and take a picture of your wife standing on the front doorstep. Then let her take a picture of you standing on the front doorstep. If it's an open house, walk in there and take pictures of her standing in the kitchen. You standing around in your study with all these shelves all over it. And here's something else to do. You should be able to sit up right now, prop your feet up, and close your eyes. And reach out there in front of you and put your hands on the wheel of that car and smell it. Ah, yeah, that fresh leather, clean smell. Put that thing in gear. Press down on the clutch. Let out on it and hear the engine roar and take off and feel the breeze blowing through your hair. You got to close your eyes. You've got to realize that. Visualize it as hard as you can. And then the next thing I want you to do is close your eyes right now and just visualize this. There's a stage in front of this auditorium, and you're sitting up there. And Coach Toma walks out there from one side. Scott Toma walks out from the other. And they hand you this check that's about 4 feet long and about a foot and a half wide. And it's got you and your significant other's name on it. And it's written out for $1 million. Now I want you to visualize it. See yourself standing there. Because if you can see yourself standing there, folks, you can achieve it. If I guarantee you this, if you cannot see yourself standing there receiving that check, it won't happen for you. You got to visualize it and realize that it's almost the real. You can touch it. You can smell the check. You can feel how heavy it is. And you got to visualize that. Now, we got that $10,000 check, that big check. You know, it's 4 foot long. Well, on the back of it, I'm getting ready to fill in the back of it because I'm going to write on there $1 million. And I'm going to hold that check. I'm going to stand in my living room. I'm going to visualize myself standing on that stage receiving this check. And I can feel it so bad right now. I know it's there. I feel it big time. Not bad, but I feel it big time. That's bad in a good way. Okay? So you got to visualize that. And whatever you want, this business has the ability to give you anything you want. But you got to get out there and build for those events. Get people excited about this business. Most of all, you stay excited about it. And walk around with that smirkish grin on your face. When you get to work tomorrow, walk in there and got that smirkish grin on your face. They're not going to know what you're talking about. They don't know why you're smiling. But everybody else in that place is going to hate you. They're going to sit there and wonder, well, what the heck is Bob smiling about? What the hell is George smiling about? What's Mary smiling about? They're going to say, wow, what's wrong with her? What's wrong with him? Because, see, folks, they don't know what they don't know. They don't know what you have. The only way for them to know what you have is for you to give it to them. Let them know what you have. And I tell you, something popped up the other day. I was listening to a CD, and this guy said something like, how do you expect someone to get excited about something if you don't show it to them? And the reason that your phone's not ringing off the hook is because you haven't gotten excited about it and shown it to somebody. But see, your excitement's got to come out first. I'm not talking about get out here and start screaming, ain't it great from the hilltop, and putting on this fakey thing because people can see it in a heartbeat. But all of you know me. You know that my excitement comes from within. My excitement is seeing Bob and Mary and Bob Shaw and Steve and Cindy, Cheryl, Scotty, all of these people. My excitement is seeing you guys getting up on stage. You know, I know that eventually we're going to be on stage again. But let me tell you something. That's not what it's about. It's about your team. And if you haven't got a team to go out there and rejoice with and to build this time with, then what do you really have? You know, it's hard to keep up your excitement yourself. But if you visualize it every day, it will materialize. I'll tell you something. Think about this. Close your eyes and think about printing off your genealogy report, walking over to your printer and picking up the paper, and it's 70 pages long. 70 pages long. You're right on the cusp of being a level 2 director. You've got 70 pages worth of people in your organization. Wow. Let me tell you something, folks. That's the type of realization you need to have. Once you realize that, it will materialize. Those are the type of thoughts you need to have. Don't worry about the bad things. If you worry about paying bills all day long, then you're really not going to have a real good day. But if you know there's going to be money there to pay those bills, you can go do your deal. It's not going to be that bad of a day. It's just something you need to do and then move on to something else. Because you know one of these days you're going to have somebody that may pay those bills for you. What's even better is you'll have a travel business that'll pay them for you. And that's what makes it all worthwhile. So let's recap here just a minute. You want to go out there and bill for these events. Go into your back office, write every one of them down, and print them out, see who's going to be there, write all this stuff down, and then get on the phone tomorrow and call everybody you know in those towns. And then call your friends and ask them if they know anybody in those towns. Because you can call somebody that's not even in this business. Say, hey, Larry, hey, man, who do you know in San Diego? Because, see, our business is expanding into that area really big. If you know some people over there in San Diego, let's get them over here to this meeting on Saturday. Let's get them involved. Because if they go over there, they're going to sign up. They're going to sign up. They may not sign up that day, but they're going to sign up because this business is huge. So, see, call somebody that may know somebody over there. That will help you get your footprint. You don't have to have these people right next door to you. It's nice to have them there. It's nice to be working out of your backyard. But you know what? Those people are going to have tentacles like an octopus all over the United States. All over the United States. You think I knew Richard LaPorte or Steve or any of those people up there? Bob Crook, I didn't know any of these people. One guy came into my life and introduced me to those people. You know, and now we're a family. We're a family. And one guy introduced me to all those people in Florida. One guy introduced me to all those people in Colorado. One guy introduced me to the people in California. And see, that's how this business is built. That's how this business is built. Try to find somebody. And you know what? You don't have to go out here looking for that big hitter. They're nice to find. But you know what? You're going to run across a stud somewhere. You're going to run across one. You just have to materialize seeing that genealogy list grow and be grateful for where it is right now. If you've got one person in there or no people in your back office right now, be grateful for that. So what do you got to be grateful for? Because number one, somebody has introduced you to the greatest business on the planet. No two ways about it. It doesn't come much better than this. So get people to those events. Call those people. Get over here, build you a dream board. Visualize so you can materialize your dreams. And also remember that somewhere along the way, you've got to help other people visualize so their dreams will materialize. This is Charlie Howe. I hope that I brought a little bit of spark into you tonight, because I'm telling you what, folks, this thing is going off the roof. I mean, this thing is in outer space right now. It's building. And you know what? Don't be the one sitting there in front of the TV watching a ball game 2 years from now and say, well, I wish I'd have done what Charlie told me, but I just didn't do it, and it's too late now. Now is the time to build, folks. Now is the time to get out there and put it together. But you've got to build your thoughts before you can build your business. Then you've got to build people, and then they'll build your business. Okay? Build your thoughts, build your people, your business will be built. All right, we're going to open it up here for a couple of quick question and answers, if we got any questions about tonight. And I will, by the way, the thing about the secret is I'm going to put a link out there on the blog probably later on this evening where you can get to the secret. It's really an amazing, amazing DVD. And you can buy the DVD, or else you can just pay $4.95 for these guys and watch it online as many times you want to. I'll tell you what, get your pen and paper handy and take notes, because I'll tell you what, right now, excuse me, I've only watched about 25 minutes of it, and it's 45 minutes long, and already it's blown my mind. It's just absolutely incredible. So I will have that posted out there for you to get your hands on that probably later on tonight. So be watching the blog. If you haven't subscribed to it, go over there and subscribe to it. Check the tool section. I got a bunch of new tools in there you may be interested in using also. So without further ado, I'm going to open up the line here for some questions and answers.
Presentation mode is now disabled.
All right. That was a call with Charlie Howe from Charlie Howe's Top Gun site. And again, you know, Charlie's right there on the money with information that he shared. And, I mean, some powerful, powerful information that we just listened to, and we want to sort of summarize that and take these last 20 minutes and go through some of the things that Charlie talked about, and then also update you on things that are going on currently in the business. And I'll let my co-host, Monty Stella, kick it off first.
Okay, man. Something that I need to get better at, and I'm sure a lot of other people need to get better at, is recruiting to the events. I mean, that's how people are going wide and deep in other states. I mean, you can take this business so many places. Unlike some previous businesses we were in, we were locked into one state or two states or whatever states you were licensed in. With YTB, of course, you don't have to have a license to build your business anywhere you want to. And so if you got other people in other states, it just makes sense that you would get those people to events in their area, in their state, or wherever they are, and let that work for you. I mean, recruiting to the events is huge, I believe, and that's one of the things that I'm working on as we speak, because I've heard it said before, but every time I hear it, it just becomes more and more clear to me that you've got to get people in front of people in the business that are having success, and that it's going to get them fired up. And, see, they're going to do the work for you. You just got to get the people to the events, Vitaly.
Yeah, to piggyback on that point before we move to one of the other points that he talked about, Myron Golden, he talks about, different ways to build and network marketing. And he said he knew a person who was not good at presentations because they had a speech impediment, was kind of shy of standing in front of crowds talking to people, but they were good at getting people to company events, and they became a millionaire. And so, again, it's what Charlie is saying. Again, with this business, we have a powerful tool called CRTA training. And, you know, people that's listening on the call today listening here on the show today, or checking this out in the archive version. Again, let's think about what he's saying. Let's walk through the process. He says you can go into our back office. We can pull up the list of where all of the CTR trainings are all over the United States, and then call people in that area and tell them, hey, our company's expanding. We got an event coming up, and, you know, we'd really appreciate if you want this. No cost. You can go check it out, and you can find out about this company. I mean, it's such a powerful tool. I mean, I got two people in Hawaii who they missed the last one, and I'm waiting for the next CRT training coming up, and so they're definitely going to attend that for me. But that's, you know, something I've been trying to implement, but at the same time, as you listen to it again today, I'm going to be focusing on that even more and, you know, passing that on to people on the team, is that we all have relatives in different cities, and all we got to do is look into that daggone back office and see where CTR training is coming up in their area. And even if they don't go, they might know somebody that's looking, want to earn some extra money. You say, well, hey, you know, company, you know what, and just get them there. So I think, you know, that point that he brought out, I mean, is, you know, is very doable, very workable, and something that we really need to be focusing on.
Oh, yeah. And then as I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday, he's working approximately three jobs, but he doesn't want to talk about working for himself. I mean, now think about this. If you're putting in 40 hours on a job, and then you got two other jobs that you're putting in 15 to 20 hours, but they're still for somebody else. One big thing that he can't take advantage of, Satawi, this is kind of off the phone call, but one huge thing that he can't take advantage of are the tax breaks. And so if for no other reason, I think it would be very important to get people to those events and then share with them the information about the huge tax breaks that you get from having a home-based business. You know, that's just something I was thinking about, because we want to call the other night. This gets back to plugging into the business. We want to call the other night, and some tax information was shared with us, and you might could use that information as you're attempting to get somebody to go to an event. You know, you might could use that tax break information. Hey, go check this out, because once you see this and become a part of it, I'm going to turn you on to some huge, huge tax savings just because you're part of this company. I mean, it just goes on and on and on, Satawi.
Yeah, I mean, you know, one of the things is that as soon as people come into the business on their regular job, they can change their allowances. And, you know, one of the things the person talked about on the call, you somebody was on the other night, is the most misleading form that people fill out on a job is their W-4, and it asks them how many allowances, but people inquire how many dependents. And it's not, has nothing to do with dependents. Most people don't know that, because we've never been taught how to read and interpret these forms. And, you know, the person on the call just shared with us, you know, when you know the IRS code, it says, the, you know, allowances, and they can change their allowances to 9 and have less, give themselves a pay raise. The person said that the average person every day, on it, because of the way they do not structure their taxes for their job, the average person every day is doing the equivalent of reaching in their wallet, taking a $20 bill out, and then let the wind blow it away. Just take it out and throw it to the sky, let the wind blow it away. $100 a week. The average person is losing $100 a week by being misinformed in terms of taxes. And then when a person comes into this business, we can show them legally, not a scam, you know, not something that we made up somewhere, show them legally how to change that instantly. But again, the thing is getting people, you know, getting people's belief level up with their understanding level.
And when you look at it from that perspective, I think a lot of times people even tend to believe that information that we're sharing with them about the tax part, a lot of people believe that we may be talking about breaking the law or something, but these are actual tax codes, and you yourself have sent this information out to me and lots of other people. And folks, if you're on the call today and you need that information, you could check with Satawi, because he has that information. I mean, this man has been dealing with this part of the business, talking about the tax issues, for 20 years. And he owns a nonprofit, so he has a heads up on that information. So if you're unsure about something that we're saying or that someone else has told you about the tax piece that we cover from time to time, Tatawi has the information, and all you got to do is request it from him. He gladly sent it to you. But getting back to the call, one of the things that we've all got to realize is that, hey, we're all human beings. We're just human. And when you're out there talking to people, the biggest thing that they could say, the worst thing they could do to you or say to you is no, I'm not interested. And so people clam up just because they want to go talk to somebody. They clam up and can't talk. What do I say to that person? Well, when you get up to that person, what's the first thing to come to your mind? Hey, how you doing? Basically, we just got to talk to more people. And we've been listening to some information that says, hey, if you can get used to talking to 30 people a day about your business, and I'm not talking about their going out there and doing a 2 or 3 minute presentation. I'm talking about going out there and piquing someone's interest, get their interest piqued, get some contact information from them, and get back with them. And so the idea is just to go out and share the information. Just spread the good news, Tatawi.
Yeah, I mean, pique the interest, and we have a hotline number called it, to do the technical talk for you. And the hotline number calls, again, is area code 512-404-1250. And the number, again, is 512-404-1250. You call that number. You press 1. You got a 2-minute overview. You press 2. It has a 15-minute business presentation. You press 3. It has a validation call where to validate information you shared with folks and getting them on. And making a commitment to sign up. And then you press 4, and it's a Get Started Now call that tells people what their next step is, what they need to do to get started in the business. So, I mean, there are tools that people have designed to help make the process easy for you. You just want to be able to pique a person's interest. And then once you pique their interest, it's getting the proper information to them, and then let them make the choice. It's not about trying to twist somebody's arm, trying to beat up on them. You need to really do this YTB. No, you want to pique their interest, or as we say, give them the sizzle before giving them the steak. And once you can pique their interest, then you spoon feed information to them, and then let them make the choice. Because if a person takes their time and really analyze the situation. They travel and they know people that travel. I don't know anybody that doesn't travel. I haven't met anybody that doesn't travel, even if they don't go somewhere but once a year. The product is real, and it's the hugest, industry in the world. And all you want to do is show people how to have a site, the same as Orbis, Expedia, and Travelocity. So it's a very, very simple process. A couple of the other points that Charlie made on the call that are really important to me, and, really trying to get people to focus in on. He talks about visualization and controlling your thoughts, and that's such a key. He says if you start your day depressed or worried about things, then you're going to have a bad day. And, people start their day too often with so many fears. And the other day on a call, we heard a good definition for fear. Failure,
false evidence appearing real.
Yeah, false evidence appearing real. Is that we bring it into being with our thoughts. If you think about changing something, even if you're behind right now on some bills and stuff, if you tell yourself, hey, a blessing's gonna come my way to resolve this. As opposed to I don't know how I'm gonna resolve it. A blessing's gonna come my way to resolve this, and you focus on that every day with a positive, upbeat attitude as you move throughout your day, something's going to happen that's going to lead you to something that's going to help you solve your dilemma.
You've got to give your brain, your mind, the space to come up with the solution. Right. If you fill your mind up with negative thoughts and always, you know, you're always downbeat and all of that, you're taking up the space that your mind needs to be able to work to come up with the solution. If you keep yourself in a positive mode versus a negative mode, you're going to get more positive responses in your thought pattern. So the idea is to, here's the thing, garbage in, garbage out. You know, positive in, positive out. So you got to, I've said this before, the computer was built based on the brain, how the brain functions. And you have something within yourself that you can dump trash out of your mind. You have something within yourself that you can block trash from coming into your mind. But most people never do activate that thing to be able to get positive thoughts coming into your mind, because they never get to the point of where they just put positive thoughts in their mind. I mean, you let trash in, trash out, Satali.
Yeah, I mean, it's, again, you know, and it's one of the things he talked about was, you know, being thankful for wherever you at. I mean, you know, too often people are not thankful, you know, and thankful, okay, so, you might have some challenges right now. I call them challenges, you know, some obstacles in your path. But be thankful that, you know, that you're alive and breathing, and so you know, if you ask for divine intervention and help, you will find a way to overcome those challenges. I mean, he talked about three things. He says ask for it, and once you ask for what you want, believe it, and then as you believe it, be ready to receive it, and dream and be thankful. You know, dreams is what keeps people alive. When you stop dreaming, you're dead, you know, and it's sad so many people that have been beaten down, and this goes beyond whether people get involved in the business that we're involved in or not. You know, we hope people do and take advantage of it, but the most important thing is the business I'm talking about right now is the business of life. People have been so beaten down, so many different things that have caused them to be disillusioned and loss of hope and faith, and they fail to recognize one thing. I'm alive and breathing today. Hey, glory, hallelujah. Whatever I'm going through, God gave me another day to live, and I have a chance to change my circumstance.
Amen.
You know, so what am I beating up on myself for? You know, people, I mean, I see too often people beat up on themselves, and they, again, as I said, you know, folks that's out there listening, you want to have a great day. As he was saying on the call, the guy said, you know, go to work with a smile on your face. Be happy. People will be, what you smiling about? I mean, and really, when he said it, it made me laugh, because I can remember the days when, you know, before being working in the business for myself, when I used to have to do that job thing, you know, jump out of bed, just over broke. You know, and I was working on some other projects, and I'd go to work smiling and happy. And people would, what you happy about? It's Tuesday. We got to go to Friday before we get off. What you all happy about? You know what I mean? And it's real interesting. I tell people that are listening today, when you go to work tomorrow morning, for those who still have to do that, go with a smile on your face. Go happy. Happy that you got something else that you can manifest in your life besides being down. Because if you want to be down, believe me, you'll find a bunch of people that'll give you a pity party and be down with you. And all they'll have is depressing things to talk about all the time.
And the other thing, the flip side, well, just to piggyback on that, the things that you're going through in your life right now, you better know that they are temporary. Everything changes. I mean, if you're having a great life right now, you're going through life and it's great, that's a good thing. But believe me, that is temporary. Life is like a roller coaster, up and down and up and down. And the thing that you want to do is try to have more ups than downs. And how are you going to do that? Well, a simple change of mind, a change of thought. Think more positive things than negative things. As a matter of fact, try to keep all the negative things out of your head. But, hey, they're going to come up sometimes, and you've got to learn how to deal with them too. But the most constant thing in our life we've got to realize the most constant thing in our lives is change. Change. Life is constantly changing. And what side of that change are you going to work to be on, the positive side or the negative side? Because they're both going to present themselves. And one of the best things that God gave us is the ability to decide for ourselves. You know, we have options. You have options. You can be positive. You can be negative. But I'll tell you, that thing called change is going to always be there, and you'll have an option. My change is going to be more positive or more negative. You know what I mean, Satali?
That's right. And like Les Brown says, you know, when life comes by at times and catch you on the blind side and knock you down, he said, hey, if you get knocked down, make sure if you can look up, you can get up. You know, because you're going to have, as again, I say, those challenges in life where things will hit you from the blind side. And, I mean, me and my family, we know. We've had our share of, you know, of major life challenges and changes to have to deal with. And, you know, it's all in your attitude how you deal with it. You know what I mean? You can call it a curse, or you can say, okay, well, what am I supposed to learn from this experience and how to turn, as a friend of mine used to always tell me, how to turn a lemon into lemonade. I mean, you know, something hits you bad. Okay, now what can I learn from this? As Napoleon Hill says, in every adversity, there is a silver lining. I mean, so something might happen that's bad out there, y'all. It's like, we're not saying that bad things don't happen. Thing is, how do you learn from it, move on, and get to the positive, you know, to get to the positive that you can use to push your life in the direction that you want to go. And again, you know, we're talking about today, you know, about our business opportunity, but, you know, the business opportunity is really about life opportunity. Yeah, we have a specific product that we market that's travel through YTB, but it's your attitude that determines your altitude. And as Charlie said, one of the last points I want to make as we wrap up is that when you bring people into this business, that you're developing a relationship with them. You're not just bringing people in because, wow, I signed up somebody. You know, you're building them in because you want to help them become successful. And so you put time, effort, and energy in helping them become successful, because by helping them become successful, you become successful. We got like a minute and a half left, and I'll let my co-host share a couple closing comments, and then I'll wrap up this segment for today and let you know about tuning in again tomorrow.
Now, Satawa, I know you'll recall this one too, Pushing Up People. There's a book out there that's called Pushing Up People, but that's what this business is about. As a matter of fact, that's what life is about, pushing up people, because believe me, there's always somebody out there that's doing a little bit worse than you or a lot worse than you. And so our business is about helping people realize their dreams, reach their goals. That's what our business is about. And the way that we do that, we use a product called Travel to help people. And so that's how I see the business, Satali.
All right. Tomorrow night, you know, again, we're on the air, 7 to 7:30. We have a show called You Can't Win If You Don't Plug In. And what we mean by that is that, you know, tune in tomorrow if you want to get involved in this business. We're going to teach you how to plug in so that you can win. I mean, because no sense in putting your $500 out to get involved in the business and then don't plug in. I mean, you know, one person says it so eloquently, if you had to pay $50,000 to do this business, then you definitely would plug in. But too often people, you know, they don't do the things that they need to do to have the success that they can have in this business. And it's just simply a matter of plugging in and sharing information with those people that you know. Again, we want to thank people for tuning in to another edition of Home-Based Business 101, your YTB business program. And, you know, hey, we just want to thank all of our supporters and our listeners. I pulled up the other day. I noticed that we've had over 384 different people that have listened to various shows that we have done over the last several months. And, again, I just want to thank you for your support. Thank you for tuning in. Hope you're learning something from this. And, you know, please go to our website, www.jahitravelsite.com. That's J-A-H-I-T-R-A-V-E-L site.com. It's also listed here on the Blog Talk site. And until tomorrow night, God bless you. Take care. And, hey, we just enjoy being able to share with you this Sunday morning. Peace and blessings.
Goodbye, everybody.
Blog Talk Radio.